T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
We're just talking about our Christmas party tonight, and I have a real thing that I loathe being around drunk people. And let me just explain. I drink. Now, it's been a while since I've been drunk, but I've been drunk a lot. So I'm not holier than thou. It's not like it couldn't happen again. I go to dinner and have too many glasses of wine. Absolutely it can. But I just have this real allergy, especially being around someone who's drunk who I'm responsible for, who's acting a fool, or being around someone who I'm used to seeing sober and they're not. That weirds me out. And I figured out when it started. I've told this story before, but when I was the very first time I ever was in a car with a girl, it was like a double date. I was maybe just turned 17. And it was the whole, like, I was pretending to drink. Someone got some Boone's Farm Tickle Pink or whatever it was. This girl got trashed. I mean, beyond wasted.
Well, she was drunk like
she was a kid.
Boone's
she was
Farm
out
drunk.
With you.
Come yeah, on. I was going to say, she's like, give me another
but
drink.
That night, whew, she was dating this guy who was literally almost 7 feet tall. And they broke up. We went to a party at his house. And they went into like the bedroom together, and I'm sitting there with all his friends giving me the scratchy eyeball, and I'm like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. Then I had to get her home and the whole bit.
Oh, that's yeah.
And I really think that like left a scar.
Yeah, I can see it.
Where it's just like, God, that sucked.
Yep.
And we've all been, whether it's a buddy or a date, you go to something, they're wasted, you're not, and it just sucks.
It does.
Yep. And then driving home. Now, roll down the window. Be next to the window. Yeah. No.
And again, I spent several years where I was that guy. That was one of my personas. I'm the crazy party guy. Like Rach talked about that. That I'm going to drink more than anybody. I'll end up throwing up on somebody. And then eventually I'm like, I don't like this at all. Why am I trying to be the guy I don't even like being? But yeah, so I just weirds me out. Like if I'm at a dinner or a bar and someone's drunk, I don't care. But if it's someone I know, it just weirds me out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, got that going for me tonight.
There you go. There you go.
Dave,
got that off your chest.
Looking out the window, it's rainy, but not crazy. Icky.
When do they turn on the fire hose?
Yes.
Oh, well, the fire hose is a 48-hour event.
When do they turn it on? When does it just go?
Well, the rain has started. It's increasing now. It's a moisture plume.
I think Tony's calling him out.
Mexico. Mm-mm. I think so, too.
Not at all. Yeah. No, I'm asking, like,
hey, Dave, when's the fire hose going to start?
Not at all. I'm asking, when does the hard rain
start?
I'll come
over there and whip
you with a fire hose. Listen to me. Doggo
sex.
In my bare feet.
I was just trying to say, when does the heavy rain start? That's what I'm asking.
Well, there will be periods of rain, and sometimes it will be heavy. But it's just, it's a lot of rain. For December, it's a lot of rain. Saturday morning. It ends Saturday morning.
Mm. Boy, that is a lot of rain.
Yeah, see, that's the
almost call it a fire hose. I'm out of rain. Oh, I might just come up with that.
Well, that's original.
Thank
I understand.
You.
So then it all clears out by Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, the system is gaining some power. It's slowing down. I'm a little concerned that rain could hang until 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. We can fine tune that over the next 12 hours or so, but it's struggling to get out of here. But I do think it will be partly sunny by the afternoon on Saturday in the upper 40s, sunny upper 40s on Sunday.
Is upper 40s where we're supposed to be right now?
It's a touch below average, but not by much. Maybe by a degree or two.
Gotcha.
Look at you making notes. I look over at Mark, and he's making notes.
I'm making notes.
He's writing down fire hose.
Go with his first. This is second.
It's a garden hose weather variety.
I'd ask more weather questions, but I'm a little afraid that I'm going to get jumped.
No.
It's a tough crowd.
It is a tough crowd.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It wasn't even me that was overly tough.
I hate it when it's warm here and I go to Florida. I'm going to Florida next week, and it's going to be nice, right? That's how it works.
It's not going to be Florida nice, though.
It's not going to be Florida nice. Yeah. Look at it, and you're not going to be at work.
We're really jumping on each other.
Yeah, you're not going to. There's no ocean here, Sue. You can't find an ocean.
How are you even smart enough to get to Florida?
I won't be driving. Everything's fine.
Idiot on the beach.
Yep. No dolphins in the Mississippi.
In the 40s, down to the Mississippi River, and say, "Hey, it's just like being in Florida."
Yeah, all right then.
No.
Look at the stooge.
Who is that?
Come on, there's no Christmas spirit until next week.
That's all right, it.
Fine.
That's
that it. Lady keeps putting her head under the water. What's wrong with her?
Man.
Okay.
All right.
Let's jump on
this
Mark now.
Borderline offensive.
Come on, Mark. Bring it on.
Closest corner brought to you by Schnucks. Get a little more holiday cheer. Yeah. How about any of this season with Schnucks Rewards? Download the app and do it today. I was writing it down because I want to change. I want to do change and do a little audible here and just change, if I may. Is that all right?
Well, no.
Dude, it's closest corner.
We didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, you weren't going down a path yet, so there's no change. Just start.
You didn't even have to tell us.
This is your thing, man.
You're not calling an audible when you just come out of the box with it.
Well, it's an audible to me because I still don't know which direction I'm going.
Nobody needs to know that, though.
Well, I like to pass along because I'm transparent.
So you were going to do something different.
Confused.
Yeah, there's that, too. I was going to talk about the prevailing attitude in our country is,
but instead you're calling an audible.
Yep. I don't agree or like something and it offends me, it should be eliminated immediately. That seems to be everybody's standard run right now. Nowhere in the Constitution says that. Nowhere it says you can't be offended. I get offended all the time. Constantly. Nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop.
Nonstop.
You say.
Quite often in this room. But it doesn't mean that I get to change it.
I don't think that's everybody.
What's that?
I don't think that. I think there are a lot of people out there that are very much like the Dave Glover show, Wear What You Dig mentality, and not get. They're just not the ones that.
The squeaky wheel?
They're just
getting
not
the
getting
attention.
All the attention. Okay. Right. I think there's lots of us that are like, hey, if you're not hurting me or anybody else, do you. I think there's lots of people like that. But,
all right, forget that.
But they're
we'll
not
move
the
on
ones.
From that.
No. But we can go.
No.
But you can go on about the people that do get the. Because
Tony, you've offended
somebody
him.
Makes.
Yes. Because I told you it happens all the
those
time.
Those people that you're talking about do get all of the news coverage.
Ask Dave about the fire hose again. I want to change to...
I was enhancing your point.
Thank
it's
you.
It's here and it's strong.
Thank you. I want to talk about the story we had just a little while ago.
Hold on. This is the weirdest vibe.
It is weird.
We're all jumping on each other, and then
I wasn't jumping
Dave
on him.
Murray is like the symbol at the end of a drum roll saying something sexual.
Dave is all about
that's
that
all
in retirement.
That's what he
Man,
does.
Man, take this guy off television.
Yo, he just, it's, forget
no,
about it.
Was Mark's there on like, television, too.
Mark's like,
you,
I'm not going to go.
If you really listened.
I'm not going to go off like Tony, and Tony's like, I wasn't going off. Dave's like, eggplant and a cucumber. Oil me up, Captain.
That's why we love him. Man, he couldn't get back on TV if he wanted to with this rep that he has now. It's terrible.
Oh, goodness.
So anyway, about the children thing, about giving kids money, Dave Murray, I don't know if you heard the story, Dave said that many people are giving money to their children for getting up on time, taking a shower.
No.
Yeah, everything. Okay.
No.
Okay. My whole thought is, we give way too much, how can I phrase this? Kids have no rights. Children have absolutely no rights whatsoever. We, you know, we kind of own them, right? You bring
Golden
them in.
Rule.
We own the kids at this point. And
we own the kids, says the man who takes photos of kids.
That's it. And I own the photos.
Who he doesn't even own.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's nothing worse than a ill-mannered child. Yes. No one likes him. No one wants to be around him. The fact that
unless it's a kid wearing an ill-fitting pirate costume.
That's right. Don't like him. If you
that's
don't teach.
That's the parents' fault.
Thank
that's
you.
That's not the
it,
kid.
That's
it
what
is.
I'm
it
saying.
Is.
That's what I'm getting at. If your child, if you don't teach your child respect and manners, you are a bad parent. Look in the mirror and go, bad parent. Because you are a bad parent.
Bad parent.
Bad parent.
Or
bad
eggplant
parent.
And cucumber.
There's that if you'd like to
oil
say that.
Oil me up, Captain.
Bad parent. Speaking of running up to the mirror and walking. Bad parent.
See, Tim wanted to be here for this one.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll send him a copy of it. I just...
Man, how creeped out would Tim be if he knew how much we talk about him when he's not here?
Oh, he's listening.
He loves it. Yeah.
He's scratching down a little tally.
It's 4:36 and they haven't said anything about me. I just think people, and the other thing, and this it may not sit well with people, there's a lot of people that really shouldn't have kids. There's a lot of people.
You're preaching the truth, though.
That have mm-hmm. that sit down and go, we're married. We've been married 5 years. Maybe it's and you know what? Grandparents.
Oh, he's about to get into eugenics and sterilization.
That's coming next. They go and say, well, when are you guys going to have a baby? Don't. No, no. Don't mm-mm. do. It's like we talked about having a dog. A lot of people shouldn't have pets.
Agreed.
Many people should not have pets. And it's and a kid is a hell of a lot more important than a pet. You can quote me on that, by the way.
Let
I just
me write
said that,
that down.
Thank
Hold
you.
On.
I have never understood the pressure to put on people to have kids.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
I want grandkids. I want grandkids. You know.
Yeah.
People
you
tell
don't
me
to have kids.
With beer.
Don't have kids.
Yeah. I think the name of this closest corner should be, hey, mister, why don't you just quit breathing?
There's that. But if you have an ill-mannered child.
You don't deserve a dog.
You don't deserve a dog.
Bad
and
parent.
You don't deserve a kid. Bad parent. Bad animal owner.
No, you're absolutely right.
You
people
are.
Jump into the most serious thing you could ever do, which is raising
the
another human being.
Most serious.
And they're just like, all right, cool. We'll do it. We'll have baby shower. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'll get to dress the baby up. That'll be fun. And then I'll send it to school, and the school will raise the kid. That's a big problem in the country is people are like, they'll just teach him at school when they should be taught things at home.
Absolutely.
I just couldn't agree more. I hate it when I see and it's always like the same people. They have like five kids. It's like, I'll just have another one. Who cares?
Ugh.
Who cares?
And
it's a life.
That's a human life. Absolutely. There's no more important job in the world than being a parent. None. No more important. And there's people I grew up in Catholic school. We had a lot of families that had seven or eight kids, and they did a great job. Mm-hmm. And you can have as many as you want as long as you take care of business.
Right, but a lot of people who have don't.
I know. And with a lot of people who have one or two don't do a really great job, too.
I think that the real shame of this generation, this has probably been a thing forever, but this generation especially, kids as accessories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They all have a baby, and it's
dogs
like.
Dogs and cats are the same way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Think twice about it. Just really can. Yeah. Think twice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.